That was our Grammy-nominated tune called Puppies and Knapsacks. problem. What am I gonna do now? Am I gonna make it? Some way, somehow. Maybe I'm not supposed to know. Maybe I'm supposed to cry. And if nobody ever knows the way I feel, that'll be alright. It'll be okay. 'Cause I'm gonna make this world a better place. I'm gonna keep that smile on my face. I'm gonna teach myself how to understand. I'm gonna make myself a better man. Save me. Are they gonna let me fall? I don't really want to know. I'll just hold on the best I can. And if I fall down, I'll just hit back up. It'll be alright. It'll be okay. 'Cause I'm gonna make this world.
Make this world a better. What do you say? What do you say?
So many of you for being here tonight. It is our great pleasure. Here's a tune put together quite a few years ago by a young fellow named Bela Fleck and me. And it's also the last time that he agreed to ever let me name one of our compositions. This is called Why You Say? Let's all say it, shall we? Why You Say? Why You Say?
Why You Say? Thank you.
Tunes off of our most, I'm so old I still call them albums. Our most recent album, it's just in a digital format now, with a much smaller picture. And really, the older I get, the more I'm appreciating those smaller pictures. That's good. That's working out good. No Grandpa Jones tune. Grandpa Jones tune now.
Just a little interlude.
Here's a tune written by a great songwriter who, like a lot of people, moved to Nashville to write songs, originally from a small town in Missouri. His name is Jeff Black, and he is a tremendous songwriter and singer himself. And this one is just, if you've ever lived in or been around a small town, perhaps you want to get the hell out of that small town as fast as you can, as we did. But you're going to hear say, I'm going to chart my course, dream a lot, and save my money, because they're going to miss me when I'm gone.
Thank you. You rock so, like you never did before.
feeling. I can't hear you. Tell you who these fine musicians are if you haven't met some of them before. Over yonder to your left, on far end right now, he is a five-string banjo playing son of a gun that he is. On those last two tunes, he was playing a guitar synthesizer, which now gives us the Hammond D3 organ. Oh, yes. Whichever one he's playing, it's equally righteous, and it is our good fortune to have, from Duncan, Oklahoma, Mr. Scott Festel on the five-string banjo. Standing in the shadow of greatness. Depending on which way the light's going. Hey man, since we've been here, Scott has joined the band, and this young man, originally also like one of our other guitar players from Duncanville, Texas. Not his fault. Not prudent at this juncture. But equally adept on the electric guitar or the acoustic, and a fine singer. We are so happy to have playing with us tonight from Mr. Duncanville, Texas. Yes, his name is Mr. Keith Sewell. Keith Sewell, ladies and gentlemen. Drums, ladies and gentlemen, the only man in show business that plays the drums that really doesn't want a drum riser. The riser is what lets you would see that we actually have a human playing the drums back here. Stand up and let all the folks. Oh, you are standing. Okay. Man, when it comes to beating the drums, we don't know anybody that would give us the kind of music he gives. He's a great musician that happens to play the drums, friends, and that's a rare thing. Sorry, drummers. But it is. And one of the best musicians we ever met, from Albuquerque, New Mexico, Chris Brown. Thank you. the bass, the man that knows when to put in the notes and when to leave the space. He does it in all the right spots. We're from the same hometown. Yes, Bowling Green, Kentucky. It doesn't get any better than Mr. Byron House on the bass of the vocals. Just sometimes calls for audience participation. Not all instrumentals do. And yes, someone out there read the email. But sure, I could have been like David Grisman or Chris Beale and named this tune Tales from the Intergalactic of the Hoo Hoo, the Bambarina, the Baja Marimba Band. Hello, I love you. Let me tell me your name. But no. No, we call this tune what it sounds like. And all you got to do is wait for Byron, me, Keith. Yes. Nah, Chris won't do it, but Scott will. When we tell you, all you gotta do is holler out the name of this tune at the appropriate spot for your participation. I beg your pardon, sir? I shouldn't have said anything. This is called Bananas. Ready? Scott Vestal on the Badgers. Byron on the bass. Wallet at the soundboard apparently, and the ID looks pretty fake from where we're standing, but of course if I tell the name everyone will say they're her. And what, oh, they gotta have the picture. All right, Kimberly Shelley, you better be 21, that's all we got to say. Kimberly Shelley, we have a found wallet at the soundboard. Thank you very much. I was about to say the wrong word. We're not in the state of Virginia. We're in the Commonwealth of Virginia. I keep thinking there are three Commonwealths, and I know Kentucky is one of them. Massachusetts, thank you very much. Pennsylvania, there's more than three. Holy snakes. Goes to show you how wrong a tourist can be. Well, since we are in your great Commonwealth, which is one of the most beautiful ones, I mean, you know, you guys, you're around here. Pretty amazing when you come to the hometown of Thomas Jefferson. I mean, it really is. It really is. So we appreciate that around the other 49 states. But let's face it, Kentucky only had Daniel Boone. I mean, yikes. So... But Mr. Jefferson founded the University of Virginia, not a bad thing. Founded public education in our country. So with that in mind, we're inspired being in your Commonwealth. Isn't old Stanley Brothers tune that speaks fondly about your Commonwealth? Darling, think of what you've done. Stanley Brothers. Neighbors, we appreciate your request, and we'll try to get the whole of our hit before the night is over. There's a Jeff Black song for you.
Yeah. Thank you.
his drums of renown. You know, Scott Vessel just told me this is the most fun he ever had with his clothes on. If you feel like singing or dancing or howling at the moon, we want to do this for a little fellow that couldn't be with us tonight. His name is Connor. We want to send out some fine thoughts to Mr. Connor tonight. A positive thought. Here we go. Take a little time for sunshine. Take a whole lot of time for love. Take time to praise and thank heaven up above. Take your life as it may come, for it'll be gone soon. Take a little time for holiday to love. Friends, and I assume we are by now, I want to thank you for being here. At, you know, this is many a time we've gotten to be here at the Star Hill, and the largest crowd we've had. We very much appreciate you being here. And we very much appreciate getting to display a fine bunch of musicianship for you tonight. We would like to make mention of a couple of great friends that work with us every night on the Out Front Sound. He is one fine one, Mr. Zachary Berry on the Out Front Sound. We'd like a light round of cocaine for him. I don't know where that came from. And of course, on the monitor sound, if we have a problem, he comes up here. We haven't had any tonight. However, he is from Louisville, Kentucky. Don't say that. I know I jinxed you right there. Call me Jinx. But he's from Louisville, Kentucky, been working with us for quite a few years. Some of you have already met him. It's Mr. Rob Stokes from Louisville. Thank you, Rob. In the words of James Brown, Scott's gonna play the sneaky side right now. But here's one we are fixing the funk y'all with. That's what we're here for, really. You believe in the hereafter? Then you know what we're here after. All right. In a tune called Funk 55.
Thank you.
Russell on the five string banjo and the guitar synthesized. Keith Sewell on the electric and acoustic guitars and the vocals. Chris Brown and his drums of renown. That's his ZZ Top. And of course, Byron House. Sam Bush. Thank you very much, friends. We appreciate it very much. Thank you. Excuse me while I finally tune this thing. Gotta tell you, getting to play for a nice bunch of folks and getting to play with the best musicians I've ever met, that's pretty damn fine. Gotta tell you. Working with Zach and Rob, every night is a good night. So we thank y'all for being here tonight. It's certainly our pleasure. We really appreciate it. Thank you. I'm awful lucky. I enjoy the hell out of what I get to do for a living. So thank y'all for helping us do that. Don't take that stuff for granted. Thank you. He finally got it in tune. First time for everything, huh?
Well,
I'm working on it. I'm sorry, can you hang for a couple of tunes? Maybe like... I mean, I was going to play Whipping Post, but I guess that's not going to work out. I kid. How are you? If you're with your loved one, or at least a very important casual acquaintance, gonna do a couple of love kind of songs before we get into more of a kind of couple of bluesy kind of tunes. I got no shame in saying that I believe is that Bob Dylan is the greatest by God songwriter in the history of America in our generation. Just what I believe, I could be wrong. And from over there in Ireland, Mr. Van Morrison's a pretty damn good one too. So here's a couple of Van Morrison and Bob Dylan.
I wanna give it.
traveling through the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline. Remember me to the one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. If you're going where the snowflake storms, where the rivers freeze and the summer ends, see for me she has a coat so warm. To keep her from the howling winds. And flows all around her breast. See for me, she hangs long. That's the way I remember her best. Traveling in the North Country Fair, where the winds get heavy on the borderline. Remember me to the one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine, a love of mine, true love of mine, a love of mine. Jamaica playing with Little Feet. Jamaica Mon, where you're standing in water up to here. And the guy with dreadlocks comes up and says, "Smoke Mon? Jet ski?" "Sure, let me get my checkbook out. Be right with you." Play this song with those fellas. I'll do the first verse the way they originally did it, and then I'll do the rest of it as they would say, and then Sam will sing the Robert Palmer version. I miss Robert Palmer. Great singer. Cocaine tree. You gotta put on your sailing shoes. You gotta put on your sailing shoes. Everyone will have a chair when you put on your sailing shoes. Yeah, Jerry Dime, he got a dime. Catch a ball. Every time I got a line, if you got a pole, then I'll meet you at the fishing hole. But you gotta put on your sailing shoes. You gotta put on your sailing shoes. Everyone will hear parade when you put on your sailing shoes. Heroes is Stevie Wonder. At one time he said something that I feel like saying. He said, "Can I play?" No, he said, "Can I play?" We know he can play, but can I play? Doctor, I feel so bad. This is the worst day I've ever had. Having this misery ahead, this misery for a long time. If you would live, I would lay down in the line. But you gotta put on your sail.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, friends. Keith Sewell on the guitar, the acoustic and electric and the vocals. Scott Vestal on the banjo and the synthesizer. Chris Brown in his drums arena. And Mr. Byron House. I'm Jimmy Martin. Thank you. Thank you very much.
What do you say?
What do you say?
What do you say?
What do you say?